You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to start this video off with a quote from Abraham Lincoln. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. Which is one of the reasons why I love the Red Pill community. Now, that quote is going to bear some serious weight with what I'm going to share with you. In my video, where I gave my opinion about the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock debacle, I'm glad that I left room that spectacle was meant to be a possible distraction. And I put the question of what's not being said out. Gentlemen, what I'm going to share with you is one such thing that is ever so conveniently not being spoken about. And I guarantee you, the lamestream media will not pick this up. So what I want you guys to do is hold this in your war chest and see if the lamestream even picks this article up. Hold your breath, though, because we know it won't. Why? Because a narrative will be shattered. Now, this article was published on the 28th of March. Once again, the timing is ever so convenient. And I got to give a massive shout out to Jakeek91, who put this in the comment section. And effective immediately, I will no longer be posting links in the description box. I'm going to use you guys' tactic. I will simply put in search and the keywords to the article's title. That way you can find it for yourself. Now let's get into this. Ukraine to probe after videos show alleged Russian prisoners of war shot abused. Now, why would an article like this be buried by the lamestream media? Yeah, the narrative that the Ukrainians are just innocent people who've been invaded by a tyrannical force? Yeah, no, that narrative would be shattered. Ukraine has vowed to investigate after graphic videos emerged purporting to show the horrific abuse of Russian prisoners of war, including some who were shot in the legs. Gentlemen, the video that accompanies this article is very graphic. Unlike that spectacle between Will Smith and Chris Rock, yeah, you will see those guys actually get shot in the legs. That is not fake. That is not staged. Quote unquote, the government is taking this very seriously, and there will be an immediate investigation. Senior presidential advisor Oleksiy Orestovich said Sunday, the Washington Examiner reported. Quote unquote, We are a European army, and we do not mock our prisoners. If this turns out to be real, this is absolutely unacceptable behavior. President Volodymyr Zelensky's advisor added, one clip shows what appears to be Ukrainian troops removing three Russian soldiers from a van seconds before the detainees are shot in the legs. In another video, the faces of injured and bloodied Russians are seen after hoods are removed from their heads. The authenticity of the harrowing footage has not been independently verified, and exactly where the videos shot was unclear. Quote unquote, I would like to remind all our military, civilian, and defense forces once again that the abuse of prisoners of war is a crime and has no amnesty under military law and has no statute of limitations, Arestovich said. Meanwhile, Ukrainian military commander General Valery, wow, that's one crazy name, Zayulini, pretty sure I butchered that, accused Russia of quote-unquote staging the videos and warned the public to only trust quote-unquote official sources. Now, I find that very interesting. Quote-unquote, in order to discredit the Ukrainian defense forces, the enemy is filming and distributing staging videos with inhumane attitudes of the Ukrainian military to Russian prisoners, he said in a statement. I urge you to take into account the realities of the information and psychological war and trust only official sources, he added, claiming that, quote unquote, the enemy produces and shares with the inhumane treatment of alleged Russian prisoners by Ukrainian soldiers in order to discredit Ukrainian defense forces. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Now, you want to talk about psychological warfare and propaganda? How much propaganda has been pumped out of Ukraine depicting Russian soldiers as horrific abusers? There happens to be another article where some woman claims she was violated while her son was made to watch. Would that not be psychological warfare to discredit the Russian troops? I'm just saying. But reports suggest the Russians seen in the clips were members of a reconnaissance team captured in the Kharkiv region. On Sunday, a Russian official condemned the alleged brutality. Quote unquote, footage appeared on the internet in which prisoners were treated with extreme cruelty by, get this, Ukrainian nationalists. See, that right there is a very, very key word. Nationalists tend not to be official soldiers. Now, this could come about with what happened early on when this thing kicked off. How men 18 to 60 were told they could not leave. Then you put weapons in the hands of these untrained men. So guess what? You're going to have some of those men go outright crazy. They're going to go outright over the edge. The video circulating online shows captured soldiers being shot in both legs and not giving medical assistance, said A.I. Bastrykin. Bastrykin, excuse me, head of the Russian Federation Investigative Committee. According to some reports, illegal actions took place at one of the bases of the Ukrainian nationalists in Kharkiv region, he added. Once again, I'm going to reiterate, why is something like this not being made public? Well, the answer is simple. The Ukraine people have to be seen as innocent victims. This right here, even though you would have some people say, well, the Russians deserved it because of, you know, them invading that country. Geneva Convention. There is a code of conduct that must be shown to prisoners of war. And yes, Ukraine falls under the Geneva Convention. Excuse me. Got a little tongue twisted. But yeah. Yeah. So, with everything going on, the fact that we could end up in a possible nuclear war with Russia, the fact that, you know, there's Biden already said that there's going to be a food shortage. Inflation continuously skyrocketing. However, we have to take a look back into history, gentlemen. And that particular point in history, the Roman Empire, as it was crashing, what did it do? It constructed the Colosseum. Keep the masses entertained. Gentlemen, prepare. Prepare. Things are about to get a whole lot worse. But, as usual, the puppet masters know, keep the low-hanging fruit entertained. Keep the surface-level thinkers entertained. And guess what? My assumption, my hunch was correct. That whole spectacle was meant to distract everybody from the reality of what's really going on. Hey, it is what it is. And this is why I'm just sitting back, observing it all, and I'm ready to make a move when it's time. But go ahead, search, and read the full article. Watch the video. And I can't put this one on women. This is far beyond that. So I'll go ahead and lay off of them for today. But only for today. Because trust and believe, female fuckery is a constant renewable resource. Let me know what you guys think. And that's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.